Well, that music sounds so good this evening. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta. So sure, that is all about you. If that music sounds familiar, that is because that's called We Are Family. And we will be family this evening as we talk about families being fit and how families that work out together stay together. So what I want you to do is tell everyone to call in and listen to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. this evening. And as you know, I'm a four-time Olympian, author, motivational speaker, and businesswoman, also known as Madam Olympian. The title for the show is Fit Families, Being Fit, and Having Your Family Get Fit With You. Checking In with Joetta is an interactive show, and we discuss topics, finance, business, education, sports, entrepreneurship, health and wellness, and other topics as well. The call in number for the show is 646-787-1680, 646-787-1680. You can call, text, tweet, or email. You can tweet at Joetta Olympian, and that email address for questions or comments is joettaevents@yahoo.com. Again, you're on with Madam Olympian. The topic this evening is fit families. If you want to be fit, and if you have a family, or if you just want to be fit for yourself, this evening is the show that you want to listen to. 646-787-1680. Welcome, good evening. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. We have a great show in store with you, and we have so much going on in the world, and sometimes I want to go and talk about those topics, but this being Fitness Month, the month of April, as you know, is Fitness Month, and all April, we have been doing shows around fitness, why you should exercise, excuses as to why you're not exercising, some quick ideas and exercise and workout routines that you could do very easily at home. And we've also talked about the importance of being fit and not only exercising but also eating healthy meals. So we've talked about all of those topics this month, and we have two more sessions this month. We have this evening, which is Fit Families, how to be fit with your family, how to work out and live a healthy life, not only for yourselves, but for your loved ones. And then next week, we're going to do a live show next week. And this is something that we have not done, but it will be successful. And I say that because I know you all will tune in and listen. You're not going to be able to make calls that week, but you can all listen to the show. We will be down in Stone Harbor, New Jersey, and I will talk to the people from that area, and we will have a nice, healthy, positive conversation. So we will talk about more about the Stone Harbor event, but basically that event will be at the famous Reed's Hotel, April 29th from 5:30 to 6:30, and yours truly, Madam Olympian, will be there. And this is part of the Mayor's Wellness Campaign, and you know I am the spokesperson for that. So we are partnering with the Recreation Department down in Stone Harbor. And you can call to find out more information about how you can be part of this event. And you can also visit my website to find out more about that. But if you want to call to find out more about the event, the number is 609-368-1210, 609-368-1210. And that's, again, April 29th down at Stone Harbor. We're going to come back after this break, and we're going to go to our guest, who will be Beryl Roman, who is an athlete, an educator. She knows a little bit about fitness herself, and she's going to be part of the show this evening. So stay tuned, and I'll be back right after this. Good evening, and welcome back to Checking In with Joe Ed of the Show That's All About You. We have a great show in store with you, and I always say, if it's on your mind, then we want to talk about it. And if you want to be part of the show, you can be part by calling 646-787-1680. You can call and text or email your friends and tell them that you'll be on this evening live. And we will talk about fit families, the importance of being fit. The next voice that you will hear on the phone this evening will be Beryl Roman. She will be a guest host with me this evening, and we're going to talk about fitness, the importance of being fit. She is a physical education teacher, and she knows a little bit, I would say, about fitness, and she's going to talk to you about the differences in the school districts as opposed to team sports. And we're just going to have a nice conversation with you. So don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Pick up those phones and call in and chime in. Let us know why you're working out. Let us know why you want to work out. Let us know how we can help you to be fit and to be better. I often tell people that it's not about being an Olympian, but it's about being the champion of your lives. So this evening, we want you to take time to be the champion of your life by listening, by taking notes, and most importantly, by taking action. So, Beryl, welcome to Checking In with Joe Ed of the Show That's All About You.
Good evening, Madam Olympia. It's a pleasure to be with you this evening.
Well, I am glad that you took time out of your busy schedule between business and students and you staying active as well. You have a full plate, but I'm thankful that you took time out to be on the show, and we're going to have a great show about fitness and why it's important to work out, the difference between fitness and wellness, and all of those topics. And so, callers, when you call in, you know, I said earlier that the New Year's resolutions come in and people talk about what they're going to do, how they're going to join the gym. Well, it's been about, 4 months now, and I want to know how many of you are still staying true to your workout plan. But before we go to these phone lines, Pearl, I just want you to give us a little bit of background about, you know, what you've done and how you use sports in high school and earlier to kind of be the springboard to you being successful in education and also having your own activities that you do to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Yes, I do value a healthy lifestyle, and it did start when I was very young in middle school, where we had an extensive athletic program and gym, and during lunchtime we had the opportunity to participate in gymnastics and volleyball and other types of sports where it really prompted my interest and kept me busy, kept me involved in things that were productive, kept my body fit, which stimulated my mind to give me more discipline in the classroom. And as I went through middle school and high school doing sports and through college on a scholarship to run track, you know, I really understood and valued all of the lessons that sports taught me that transferred to my adult life. Things like work ethic, perseverance, sticking with sport, and which teaches you to stick with whatever it is that you're doing. And you learn to take instruction, and you learn to take constructive criticism, which is vital, a vital life skill as we get older.
Well, you mentioned constructive criticism, and you mentioned the fact that you learned so much by being involved in sports. And remember, callers and listeners, I tell people all of the time, be the best you that you can be. And if you surround yourself with people doing a lot of the same things that you're doing, you're going to gravitate toward that. So if it's something positive or if it's something that is not positive, if you're surrounding yourself with people that are doing those behaviors, most likely you're going to take those up as well. So we want to encourage you to surround yourself with people who believe in being fit, who believe in being active, and most importantly, who believe in doing it together with their families. And what I want to do, Beryl, real quickly, is just when we talk about exercise together, what are some of the steps that we can do to work out and get fit with your family? I know My parents worked out with us and got fit with us way before that was something that everybody did. But when I talk about fitness, I talk about, you know, sitting down as a family and to discuss some of the activities that would be of interest to you. It's not always for the parent to decide. It's important for the kids to be involved in the decision-making process. So by exercising together, you don't just have to go to a gym, right, Pearl? You can hike, you can canoe.
Definitely.
You can ride bikes. What other things can you do besides joining a gym together with your family that is active and keeps their heart rate moving
up? It's so important. And it's so important to start with your kids when they're young and to make it fun. So swimming, lots of families go to pools or they have pools in their yard and then teach your kids to swim, and kids love the water. Soccer, kicking a ball around, baseball, all of the sports that kids see that they idolize, all of the other, you know, the adult participants and the professional and high school athletes. Fun is the key. Parents need to be involved. They need to be role models. If they're doing it and their kids see that it's fun and it's not work and, you know, it's not something to dread, kids are going to love it. And I think kids are naturally drawn to exercise. You know, they love to play. So we really need to develop that and do things that are fun and do things that are easily accessible, like you said, riding your bike, swimming, kicking a ball around in the yard, volleyball, badminton. There are so many wonderful activities that kids can do, hiking. In the summer when it's so beautiful outside, just go for a wonderful walk.
And that is true. You talk about everything that you may have to pay this amount of money and everything's so expensive. A lot of great things don't cost anything at all, but you have to create a schedule. That's the second point. Create a schedule. Many families are overworked, they're overbooked, and so it's important to have a family night to exercise. That's important. And also you get a routine. Are you going to work out once a week, twice a week? What time? Try and get on a regular schedule. As you know, when you have a schedule, you have to stick to it, and it gives everyone something to look forward to. The other point is you have to plan out your exercise routine and write it down. So nowadays, bro, as you know, you don't have to use a pen and paper. You have all these smartphones. So how would you tell someone to write down their workout? What instructions would you give them to, I guess, if you will, keep a diary so they know what they're doing and how to track, monitor what they're doing?
Well, that's a great question, Joetta. Now with these great apps and the computers and the devices that kids are using, there are a lot of really good apps that kids can use to monitor and track their fitness, including the Fitbits that you are worn on the wrists that monitor exercise and make it so much fun. You can go right on to your apps and download Fitness Point. There's so many wonderful fitness apps. You can also use your iPad and your phones to take notes. There's a note section, so you don't have to use paper and pencil. You can use these wonderful devices that are out there now.
And that's so important because in the years of past, we had to track everything ourselves, but now they track it for you. They tell you what zone you should be in, so it makes it so much easier. And also, I think for the fourth point is daily exercise, it doesn't have to be time-consuming. So often people say, I don't have an hour, I don't have 2 hours. Well, all you need is 10 to 15 minutes. And I say that if you, you know, and people laugh at me, they go, well, what can you do in 10 to 15 minutes? And then through my little 15-minute session, their heart rate goes up, they burn, they get that nice burn that they want, and so it can happen. So instead of just plotting out a whole hour sometimes, just do little sessions of 10 to 15 minutes more than one time a day, and you still get to that 60-minute target time. So I think that's important. And the fifth point, Burl, is to make sure you keep it up. Don't get discouraged. Just because you miss 1 or 2 days, you know, that's okay. It's not the end of the world. Find another way to make up for lost time. But whatever you do, don't quit.
Very good point. One of the things that I do is I take part in organized activities. I'm on a competitive tennis team. And we're a bunch of mature ladies, but we play twice a week and we play against other teams. And in the winter, we play mixed doubles. We're on a schedule. It's fun. It's with peers. And, you know, it keeps us fit, and it has an element of social time also.
And I think when you talk about having people, and in your case, it would be some of your friends, and this topic today is family fitness. So the families, when you do it together, you have so much more fun. It's easier. And when you're getting tired or you feel as though you can't do it, you have that other person over there that's kind of edging you on,
yes,
and encouraging you not to give up. So we work together as a team. And we always say team work makes the dream work. So if the dream is to be a healthy and happy family, I think that we all have to get behind one another to make sure that we do that. So, Burl, these phone lines are lit, and, you know, the caller number this evening is 646-787-1680. That's 646-787-1680. You can call in to be part of this conversation. When you call in to speak to myself or Burl, just let us know what you're doing, if you made a resolution, if in January, and if you're still holding true to what you said that you would do, and most importantly, how your family is benefiting and staying healthy by working out together. So after this commercial, we'll come right back and take more of your calls.
When it comes to web hosting, there's a lot of choices out there. How are you supposed to know who you can trust to keep your site online without breaking your budget? It's easy. Asmallorange.com. We've been providing reliable, fast web hosting to our customers for years with live 24/7 tech support, so you won't be left out on your own. Asmallorange.com. Silly name. Reliable hosting. Visit Asmallorange.com and get your site online today.
Welcome back to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. We have Burl Roman, who's helping us. She's an educator, fitness expert, and she's also someone that used athletics to transcend and transfer her skill sets that she learned as a youngster from being a gymnast and being a track and field athlete into helping other kids in the school system. So we're going to go to the call right now, and when I call the last 4 digits of your number, you know that I'm talking to you. So we know the caller number is 646-787-1680. So I look forward to speaking to everyone this evening on this show. And the first caller that we're going to go to, now remember, callers, when I call your last digits of your number, that means that I'm talking to you. So please feel free to chime in. The call is 1783. Caller 1783, welcome to Check It In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. Do you have a comment or question this evening?
Yes, I have a comment and a question. I wanted to know, do you really believe that taking the stairs helps? I walk a lot, and this winter, whenever I got the opportunity to take the steps, I did that, and also I did some indoor walking at the malls, and I noticed that there were a lot more people in the malls walking, particularly senior citizens. So I just wanted to know if you think the stairs really help.
Well, we're going to both take that call. I definitely believe steps definitely help. I often say when you're going to the malls and when you're going out, park further away from the mall or from the grocery store and take the steps at work if you can. And I think they build up a couple of things. And there's many ways to make the steps a workout. You can walk up the steps. You can jog up the steps. You can skip steps. So you can really, really, really make it a workout. But if you just want to walk up the steps, the idea is to get your heart rate up. So in doing the steps during the wintertime, that's a great idea. And if you live in an apartment, if you have a home, you can walk up from the basement all the way up to your top floor. So you're getting a nice little workout. You can do it more than once. So stairs really work. And also, the shopping malls, Burl would probably tell you this as well. That's a really, really nice place to go. First of all, it's warm. And second of all, you have a secure place and you can feel safe as you do your workout. Burl, do you want to chime in?
Yes. Yes. Walking is vital. And the new Fitbit watches, they count your steps, record your calories. So get all the walking you can in and increase your frequency, increase your intensity over time, and increase your duration over time so that you can build your fitness and enjoy the walking.
And also, when you're in the mall, caller, you said you see a lot of, and we call them the seasoned citizens out there, getting their exercise in. And they're usually in there very early in the mornings. And we talked to the point of having a schedule. So did you find yourself going in at certain times early before the stores opened? Or would you just go shopping and then just decide to do a walk, you know, around the mall?
Both. I did tend to find myself going probably closer to between right after breakfast and before lunch. And I found I always would see the same people. So I started taking notice of that, and it became a really popular thing in my area where I actually seen people that seemed like they had groups of groups that they had formed to walk, particularly with the weather being so cold. So I found it, you know, that it was something that people did, women with strollers, with babies, and not only just the seniors, but I just start seeing more and more familiar faces during the wintertime. So it was something that I started to do, and I found that now that the weather's breaking, that I'm increasing, like your guest said, my walk, that indoor walking did really help.
Wonderful.
And I think sometimes, Carla, when you do something and it's the first time and you don't see that change automatically or right away, you have to stick to it. You can't give up. So when you were doing it during the winter months, you may not have seen much change, but then if when you continue, a month went by, 2 months went by, and now it's springtime, and I'm sure if you go to walk outside, you will see that you can walk faster, walk further, and most importantly, your heart rate doesn't increase as quickly as it did initially, and the heart rate drops back down quicker, which means, one, that you've gotten in better shape, and two, that you must continue as the weather gets better.
Most definitely.
So thank you for calling in to the show.
Thank you for your time.
And we enjoy having you on the show. I tell my audience, you know, you never know who's going to listen and what they're going to say and add to the show. And that's someone that you heard that she worked out during the wintertime indoors, and now the weather's breaking and she feels a lot better. But it doesn't matter. If you didn't do anything indoors, there's always the time to start. The time to start is
hopefully
now.
Hopefully she'll take some of her family members with her on her walks in the springtime.
Right, absolutely. And then she'll see how far ahead that she is with them, and then they have to catch up to her. We're going to take another caller, caller 4110. Caller 4110, welcome to the show this evening.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. One, no, I did not make a New Year's resolution. I haven't done that in ages because life happened. You make plans and life happens. But our family is pretty active. We don't necessarily work out together, but we do work out. My husband usually works out early in the morning before the rest of us are up. My son is in tennis, swimming, lacrosse, flag football, and he's in school. There's PE. And there's recess, so he's always active. Myself, I just started CrossFit. And before that, I would run. And, of course, we had our wonderful, cold, snowy winter. I would usually do the treadmill and do some indoor gym classes. So I keep pretty busy. Sometimes the motivation gets a little lacking, but I know fitness is important. So I get up and just do it. Sometimes you just have to get up and put one foot in front of the other. And then once you get it done, I always feel tons better. So if there's anybody out there that's thinking about starting, just start doing something. And that's
I'd like to say something. That's a really good point, that once you get started and once you get through it, you're so glad you did it. And sometimes my students say, well, you know, I don't feel like exercising. And I say, if we did everything we felt like doing, we wouldn't get much done. So we really have to stay motivated and, like you said, put one foot in front of the other and think about the end result so that you can stick with it and understand that there's going to be a great end result.
And you mentioned that your family members work out separately. This show is family fitness and how does the family stay fit together. And a lot of research shows that when a family works out together and their health is better, they feel better. So if I may suggest that next time you go out for a walk or a jog or a bicycle ride or whatever it is, just do it together. It doesn't have to be every day because obviously it appears that you guys are all doing activities separately and schedules are what they are. But I mentioned earlier that you might have a fitness date for the family. Plan a day out of the week that you're going to get together and walk. And when I talk about, you know, working out and a walk, this show is really going to focus on getting your heart rate up. So, yes, it's great to be outside and to leisurely walk. But in order for it to really amount to anything, especially if you're not, you know, you're healthy, is that you have to increase the tempo. You have to burn off those calories. You know, when you eat food, if you eat a certain amount of calories, you have to burn that amount off. And if you don't, it turns into fat. So in other words, you go out next time with your family, make sure you try and set a date aside where you do something really active together, be it tag, be it really riding the bicycles, be it a really good game of tennis or basketball, whatever it is, just make sure at the end of the activity, your heart rate is increased.
Well, our pool in the backyard opens May the 2nd, so we'll have a lot of family time around the pool.
Okay. Well, that'd be a great time to do some laps and learn some other strokes and do frisbee and Marco Polo and all those great activities that we
water
do.
Water aerobics.
Aerobics, yeah, it's a good one, bro, right?
Water aerobics is a lot of fun, yes.
And then when you do water aerobics, it takes the pressure off of your legs and everything. So you're not going to be injure yourself if you can't really handle the pounding on the pavement. So thank you, caller, for checking in with Joetta, the show that's all about you. We enjoyed your comments, and we look forward to having you back on the show next time.
Thanks.
Thank
Good
you.
Night. Bro, we were talking about the differences between being an athlete and being in school and being one of the students that were not in athletics. And with so many of the gym programs being taken out of schools, my foundation over the last 13 years, we have many programs. We are the gym program. We get grants and get funding, and we go into school districts and we do our fitness challenge, our head-to-toe fitness program, because many schools don't have a gym. With that being said, you being an educator and also being able to see the students in the school setting, do you think that is something that parents and school districts should really work hard on, keeping fitness in the school?
I think it's vital. Not only is it vital for future fitness and lifetime sports, but kids need to have an outlet, a physical outlet during the day to release tension and to socialize with their friends. And then the educational piece is also vital because it prepares our students for a lifetime of fitness. Activities like tennis and golf and weight training and aerobics and yoga, jogging, dance, all of these things. They learn to value sports and fitness. We teach them how to reach their target heart rate, what it means, how important it is to burn calories and to watch the amount of calories that you put in. So the programs that we have in physical education as opposed to sports, physical education teaches young people the value of fitness and how to apply that to their life and have lifetime fitness activities that they enjoy. And this is vitally important to keep it in the school systems. Yes.
And I do agree. I think that over the years, I've seen some changes with my kids. My programs are geared for kids K through 12. But then I also see that it appears that when I do the basic pre-testing, a lot of kids can't even jog 200 meters. And when you hear that obesity rates are rising still, and when I see that the kids are not able to do basic core things, basic strength exercises, it all stems and goes back to the parents. They don't see their parents doing it, and they don't see the importance of doing it. And if they're not on a varsity team or JV team or a freshman team, and if you don't have fitness in the schools, then many times the kids are not getting any activities in at all. So when I talk about family fitness, I want to give 10 ways to exercise as a family. We're going to go over these quickly. We're going to take some more callers. But, you know, 10 ways. You can go for pre or post dinner walks. That's important. You can turn up the music and just dance in the home to different songs that you may like. When you're doing household chores, you can turn on the music and move that way and see how fast you can get the activities done. And then you can also do some planting of plant a garden. Have a healthy meal, and we get to that next segment, but planting a garden is very important. You can sneak out and do some workouts and make sure you can have it in other activities. So you can have your toddler walk instead of riding in the cart at the supermarket. Now, I know that's a daunting task, especially if you don't have control of your child, but that's something that you can do instead of having them sitting in the cart. You can turn your TV time, you know, when you're watching commercials, you can take a break for fitness. You can do squats, right, Burl? You can do push-ups during those commercial breaks.
Yes.
You can do those.
And they also have all of the games and the videos for the TV that can be done right in the living room as a family activity.
Exactly. And then we can also do what you call sports night, where you have that night where you just have friends and come over and you guys do things together as a family and invite another family over to be part of this. They have this program called FitDeck, FITDECK.com. And it's already, you know, it's a cards of exercises that are already made up for you, and you just do them with somebody. If you cannot become creative or if you do not know how to do them, and you can go to fitdeck.com and get some exercises to do. You can also do some charity events, some walks, some charity runs. You could put the kids to yard work, you know, and you can have different piles. When you're raking up the leaves, you put the yellow leaves in one and the orange leaves in another. Make a nice little game out of this. And you can also team up again to do the gardening and digging. And instead of using all the tools, you know, use your hands and really get in there and make things fun. And if you have a pet, if you have a dog, you can also walk and run with your dog. The North American Association on the Study of Obesity shows that dog owners have much more fun. They lost weight and they were able to keep it up, keep the weight off a lot longer. So if you do have a dog and if you are active with your dog, that's a wonderful thing. Do you have any more suggestions as far as having the family work together?
Well, I really like the outdoor activities when you work around the home, when you're doing the with fitness, the chores, and making those into fitness activities. These are things that are easily accessible. I don't know if we really think of them as exercise, but you can really burn calories, like you're putting mulch out and using the wheelbarrow around the house and painting small projects really burns a lot of the calories, and it pulls the family together, and it's very productive.
And the most important thing is you're having fun, and you're making time out to be together. People are working, the kids are in school. There's so many things going on that you don't have time for one another. And what better way to do that than to get involved with sports and with fitness and with various activities. So I think that's a wonderful, wonderful thing, is to find out what you can do with your family to make it fun. And also, don't just keep it to your family. Invite some other people over to be part of the fitness move, if you will. I think that's wonderful.
Definitely.
Well, we're going to go to a quick break, and when I come back, we're going to take more of your calls. Remember, that call number is 646-787-1680, 646-787-1680.
The research here at St. Jude is very important. It gave my daughter a second chance at life. Because we have donors that believe in what we're doing, we can really move our research forward much faster.
St. Jude is working to drive the overall survival rate for childhood cancer to 90% in the next decade. And we won't stop until no child dies from cancer.
Because of you. Gracias a ti.
Because of you.
There is St. Jude.
The Matthew J. Moynihan Health Assessment Center for Athletes provides educational evaluations and assessments of sports injuries and sports-related cardiac and concussion screening. Barnabas Health serves and cares for more pediatric patients than any other health care organization in New Jersey. To find out more about the Matthew J. Moynihan Health Assessment Center and how your athletes can get treatment, please visit barnabashealth.org. That's B-A-R-N-A-B-A-S health.org, or you can call 973-322-7913. That's 973-322-7913. That's the Matthew J. Moynihan Health Assessment Center. On April 29th, that's a Wednesday, Madam Olympian will be down in Stone Harbor to do a program in conjunction with the Mayor's Wellness Campaign. This event will be at the famous Reed's Hotel, and it's from 5:30 until 6:30. So if you want to find out more information about this program, sponsored by the Stone Harbor Recreation Department and the Mayor's Wellness Campaign, visit the website at stoneharborrecreation.com, or you can call 609-368-1210. That's 609-368-1210. Good evening, and welcome back to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. We've been talking about how families stay fit together, how fitness helps people mentally, of course, physically, and we've been talking so far about the physical aspect, but there's also a healthy food aspect that's important. What you eat, you are what you eat. And people say, Joetta, you as an Olympian, I'm sure you didn't eat any snack food. And, girl, you know I did and I still do, but everything is in moderation. So often we want to do everything all at once, and we don't have any control, I say, of what we're doing. But I like to have a snack like anybody else, but I know when to turn it off and when to say that's enough. And that's something that we must do. We must be able to look at what we're eating, and the best way to do that is to keep a diary about your food that you know and what you're eating. So, Burl, we have a couple more callers on the line. We're going to take a couple of calls, and then we're going to go back and forth. Time goes really fast when you're having fun. I'm having fun. I hope you are as well. And listeners, I hope you are learning from what we've been talking about, the various ways to train and work out as a family, inside or outside, the ways to plant a garden, and we're going to talk about that in a second. And as Burl said earlier, the different ways that you can learn and be better and productive citizens as using athletics and sports as a springboard to you being a better person. So call us. When I call the last 4 digits of your number, that means I'm speaking to you. So we're going to go to a caller now, caller 5055, caller 5055. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Well, I hear you just fine. I like enthusiasm, so I look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Well, with both of your experience, I'm hoping that you can help me with my son. He is still very young. He is only 5 years old. He's very much into art, but then he also has an extremely athletic side. Both my husband and I are very much into sports, and his world is kind of surrounded by it. But sometimes when we like to go outside as a family, he almost would rather either do sidewalk chalk or kind of just, you know, just color. Is there any advice with such a youngin that if we wanted to go ride a bike, is it something that we push and say, you know, really, it's good for you? You know, we try to make it fun. There's, you know, sometimes that he'll jump on it, and sometimes he'll kind of just sit back and just prefer not to. I don't want to push the issue because, again, he's so young. But with both of your experience and working with youth, is there anything else I can do to encourage him?
Well, you could take that question.
Well, he's young, and when they're that young, really should be all about fun. Try to figure out what activities that are, you know, really active that he likes. With young kids, usually like throwing a ball and running around, maybe frisbee, maybe a little tag. I would say encourage him to do things that he really likes. You know, find out what he likes to do. Does he like to run around, and does he like balls?
Yeah, he does, and sometimes he'll want to throw, and sometimes he just doesn't want to, but I think maybe it's just because he's too young.
Yes, when they're young, it is a little more difficult, and you don't want to put too much pressure on young children.
Right.
Because that can really, you know, discourage them. And I would say, as long as you're setting a great example, you know, kids, if they follow what you do, they admire what mommy and daddy do. So keep setting a good example. Get out there. Let him see you doing it and having fun. And I'm sure he's going to catch right on and join right in. And you're not going to have too much problem.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you so much for your advice.
Caller, before you hang up, I want to add something else that you can do. If you have a backyard or if you go to the park, the dollar store has so many wonderful little toys for the kids. And what you can do is set a time for them to find 5 different toys. And when they find a toy, that's gives them some excitement. So you don't make it difficult. You don't hide them really hard so they can't find it. The idea for them to find it, but you know, make him run to the spot and let them find it. Or since he's 5, you know, 5 or 6 or a youngster, if you do it color, you know, you put say go to run to the orange ball or run and lift up the orange paper. And when they pick it up, they see a gift under it. So it could also be a learning time for him as well.
What a great idea. That is brilliant. I really, really like that idea. Look how much fun they have when they go to an Easter egg hunt.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, thank you both.
You're welcome.
And
good luck.
No, yes. Good luck, and thanks for listening to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. So, see, bro, I didn't know I was brilliant. I don't know that I called his name. I should get her name, and when I'm having a bad day, give her a call so I can hear her say how brilliant I was. when you're like us, we're trying to always think of different ways to keep our kids engaged. And I found out doing things like that in my different schools that I go to, they enjoy that a lot. And then as they get older, we give, you know, we have a time limit on it. And then sometimes we have them do push-ups and sit-ups when they get to those different locations to make it more challenging. But that's, again, for some of the older kids. We're talking about nutrition, and that's something that we didn't really hit on. And, you know, we went from the food pyramid to the food plate. I think parents need to really hunker down and take this really seriously, because for breakfast and for lunch and for dinner, kids are just eating way too much junk food, way too much sugar. And, again, my favorite dish, if I had to have some dessert, would be, you know, apple pie and ice cream. But we can't do that all the time. There's some other food groups that we have to eat from, fruit, your vegetables, your proteins. So when you talk to kids about the nutritional aspect, what is something that you tell them that resonates with them, so when they leave the school or when they're home, they would think, you know, Miss Burrow said I shouldn't do this? What is something that you tell them as far as the nutritional aspect goes that stays with them or you hope stays with them when they leave the classroom?
Well, modeling is really important. You know, I'm not 20 anymore, but I'm fairly fit and don't have too much fat on me. And I don't eat junk food and I don't eat sweets. And I really emphasize with them how important it is to stay away from junk food. So what we do is we look closely at the ingredients and how some of these foods are processed. And then we break it down simply to, if you can't pronounce the ingredients, they're probably not good for you. The simpler, the better. And when they see some of this technology and all of these processed ingredients in some of the foods, it really does turn them off. And then when, again, with the modeling, when they see the effects of a healthy lifestyle, they are more prone to want to maintain a healthier diet. It is difficult because if parents aren't stressing it, if they don't learn it at a young age, because some of these foods are very addictive, the sugars and the fats and the salts, and their bodies become, you know, used to eating it, and it can be very difficult. But I think when we break down the ingredients, when we show the ill effects, when we model, and when we give them all healthy alternatives. And I think one thing that parents can do with younger children, too, as they're coming up, now they have these great blenders that break down foods into these wonderful shakes, the Bullet, the Nutribullet. You can put vegetables and fruits and proteins in, and it tastes wonderful. And the kids are getting all their nutrients in this shake.
Absolutely. That is a really good, the Bullets and those blenders. You can make smoothies. You can make some really good drinks that are nutritional. And your kids will like them. And the cleanup process isn't that hard either. So, girl, we have to go to a commercial right now. When we come back, we'll take some more callers.
Okay.
Pardon me, sir. Would you care to duel?
No. How about we throw down?
Hey, sports fans. By now, you've heard all about the hottest thing in fantasy sports. Weekly and daily leagues with no season-long commitment. They out real cash every day. Now, you got to try FanThrowdown.com, where drafting your team and collecting your cash in the same day is a snap. We're the only site that tells you who's hot and who's not, making it easier to build your roster and giving you a better chance to compete. But don't take my word for it. Come see for yourself why those who are looking to double their money are choosing Fan Throwdown over the competition. Look, you got to sign up today for a free shot at our football championship, $500,000, and a trip for two to the NFL's biggest game. Plus, we'll give you up to $300 free if you deposit today. So go to FanThrowdown.com right now and deposit using promo code THROWDOWN. That's FanThrowdown.com, promo code THROWDOWN.
You mean to say it's not a duel?
No.
It's a throwdown!
Welcome back to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. I'm going to go to the phone lines, Berlin. Remember, callers, when I call the last 4 digits of your number, that means that I am speaking to you. So the next caller will be 5815. Caller 5815. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. Do you have a comment or question?
Yes, I checked in late to your show, but I'm had an interesting heard an interesting comment, and I didn't get the guest on your show's name.
Burrow.
Miss Burrow, I'm attending UVA, but I attended UVA. I'm now 35, and we have a kid. And he doesn't like vegetables, period, the end. How far should you press? My parents press me on eggs, and if I see a chicken a day, I might strangle it. I'm not going to lie. I don't like eggs, and I'll never try it because of that situation. How far do you go because you're not eating any? What do you
And you
say?
And yeah, he has to have some. And you're right, if you push too hard, then you have this negative effect for could be long-term, like in your situation. But we talked a little bit about the shakes. You can put vegetables and all the good things in the Nutribullet, and then you make them a little shake. There are vitamins that you can open up and sprinkle into other foods that he enjoys. So those are two ways you can get some vegetables in. Because you're right, it is vital for his growth, his mental and physical growth, that he get vitamins. So again, maybe in a shake, you can put the vegetables in, and they're very tasty. And also use some vitamins and put those in, and maybe combine them. You can also combine vegetables. An example would be a salmon cake or a fish cake or a chicken. You can grind the meat and put the vegetables in and disguise the vegetables in other foods.
Should I, and I heard you, disguise, bullet, I felt you said bullet, but it comes with the blender, it sounds like. Should we, my wife and I, should we put on a plate a couple of carrots, cooked carrots, and say, eat it, or just do the disguising route?
Well, I think you should try both, certainly, and you should definitely try both. And you can put a little bit of maybe honey on it, try to put a little natural sweetener on some of the vegetable to see if that would, you know, entice him a little bit more. Certainly, always put them out there because he has to be exposed to them. If he's not exposed to them, then you definitely, it's going to be a losing battle. So put them out there, put them on the sandwiches, you know, make sure you got your tomatoes and onions and lettuce. Put it out there, always.
Okay. Great. I'm going to call Duetta and see if I can get your number. I don't want to call all the time, but you have some good ideas. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well,
thank you for calling.
Thank you, caller, for checking in with Joetta. The next caller will be number 6708. Caller 6708. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta. The show is all about you. Do you have a comment or question? That's a 201 area code. Do you have a comment or question? Yes, caller 6708. Okay. Well, sometimes, Beryl, they call in and they indicate that they want to say something, and then I call their numbers and they don't respond. This person was holding for a long time, and the show is almost over, so I'm going to try one more time before we move to a conclusion. Call us 6708. That's a 201 area code. Do you have a comment or question? All right, well, Checking In with Joetta is the show that's all about you, and this evening it has been all about you. Burl and I have been talking and trying to give you some wonderful ideas and trying to help you understand the importance of being fit and working together We gave you a lot of ideas about parking far away, walking up and down the steps, planting a garden. Burl also, and I have her wrap her piece up as far as the different Fitbit and different apparatuses that you can use to help you get fit. Burl, you want to finish that piece up?
Yes. There are certainly tons of technology that we can use. Apps, MyFitnessPal, use them. They are interactive. They make fitness more fun. Kids are motivated. We use them in the gym. We have lots of apps that are interactive and teach kids about their target rate, and they teach them about what muscle groups they're using, and they really help motivate young people because, you know, it's a different world, and kids are stimulated at a totally different level than we were when we were younger. So use the apps, use the Fitbit, use the blenders, the new bullets to introduce more healthy and plant-based diets. It's vital for their fitness, for their health, for their mental health, and to see parents doing it also. Parents, be a good role model, and children will follow in your footsteps. Good luck to our audience.
And I think it's, you know, only fitting to play on that word. We're going to have a track and field camp. We're going to do two track and field camps, and these camps are grassroots camps. So, parents, if you want to have your kids come to my camp, you can visit my website, joettasportsandbeyond.com. We have a camp in Eastern PA. That camp will be July 13th through the 17th. And we have a camp in New Jersey, and that camp will be June 29th through July 3rd. I've enjoyed having you on with me, Burl, and you gave a lot of important information that our viewers and listeners can benefit from, and I think it's important that everyone realize that you may not be an Olympic champion, but you can be the champion of your life, and that starts by being healthy. And at the foundation, you say, strong body, strong mind, that equals a strong future. So your future will be bright, your future will be strong, but you have to put the work in now. And remember that Checking In with Joetta is a show that you learn about fitness, about education, about sports, about leadership. So much that you learn from Checking In with Joetta. And if you need a motivational speaker, feel free to contact me again at joettasportsandbeyond.com. As we close this evening, I always say it doesn't matter what road you take. What matters is what you become along the journey. Thank you for taking the journey with us this evening here on Checking In with Joetta. We'll be back next Wednesday. We're doing our show live down in Stone Harbor, and I will be speaking to people down in that neck of the woods. We look forward to seeing them, and I look forward to having you again next week here on Checking In with Joetta.